welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022 in Saskatoon. My guest is David Speller, the CEO of OptiFarm. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022, you discussed the topic, is technology the answer to improved animal care? First of all, a little bit of background. Who is OptiFarm and what is its role in the agriculture sector?
Yeah, so thanks. So OptiFarm is a service, and our aim is to connect to farms around the world with people and artificial intelligence every few minutes, day and night, keeping an eye on the animals, the farms, the people, and driving productivity and welfare.
How technologically advanced are the livestock and poultry sectors at this point? And how has that advancement evolved and over what time frames?
So where we stand today, we've got a real divide between the newer facilities, which are certainly becoming very technologically advanced, and then we have some legacy facilities that are not necessarily and don't necessarily need to be at that place today. And then we have a difference around the world where we see, depending on labor availability, resources, cost of infrastructure, for example, if you have unreliable power sources, is it viable to put sensitive computers and technology into those countries? Probably not. So it's a range. But in general, they're becoming quite sophisticated.
How widely has the application of new technology been accepted within poultry and livestock production? And what have been the factors there?
So I think it has been embraced quite well. I think it started from controlling the environments and the companies that were putting computers in to control the air and the temperature and the humidity. And it's moved on now to people starting to ask questions, well, what happens when I'm not there? Maybe we need to put a camera in. So I think it's becoming well embraced for some particular challenges.
How has the reliability and user-friendliness of technology evolved? And how is that evolution influencing uptake?
So the reliability, actually, when you look at what we're asking of this technology being on swine or poultry farms or whatever, we ask a lot of it, and actually some of it lasts pretty well. I've got some sensors and some control panels 15, 20 years old, still pretty reliable, just calibrate them every now and then, they're very, very good. So I think some reliability of some things is exceptional. And almost over-engineered when they engineered it, which has proven to be a very good thing. I think when it comes to usability, there are some fundamental flaws in that the focus is on developing the technology to deliver what the technology should do, not so much about the poor person who might have to interact with it. And I think we also have to be mindful that a person who wants to own or operate a livestock farm, whether it's swine, chickens, whatever it is, has an aptitude to be emotionally attached and care for their animals. That is a different mindset to someone who loves computers and technology and cables and internet. So there is a disconnect, but that's not totally the fault of the technology companies. That's also because we're interacting with people that naturally have a desire to be emotionally attached to the animals rather than the technology.
What are the key factors that need to be considered when looking at the adoption of new technology and why?
So I think the key factors start from, well, what's your problem that you want to solve? Is there a realistic solution that can do it? But also look at, is it viable for your farm and your unit for this to happen? If you don't have any cellular connection, if you don't have any internet, there's a lot of technologies nowadays that can't operate without that. So there is some things that will restrict you, and you have to accept, for my facility and where I am today, there isn't the technological solution. So you need to just look at, what's my problem? What's my scenario? What are my facilities like? And is there a solution that can really work within the confines and boundaries of my business?
What does the future look like as we look at technology and the adoption of technology in livestock and poultry production?
So for me, to summarize that is that I believe we are going to centralize some key management factors, whether that's decision making about animal health, whether that's financial decision making, ordering feed, whatever it is, because we've got an issue in that it's very difficult to find staff that can look after the animals, order the feed, talk to the veterinarian, and be doing all of that 24/7. So technology is going to give us an ability to put those skill sets in a central location, remotely, and then allow the farm staff to look after the animals and focus on the animals.
How can anyone interested get more information?
So actually, if you search on the internet and just put into a search engine, you know, I've got this type of farm, pigs or poultry or whatever, and technology. Or you might not even want to put in farm, because a lot of technologies you can get crossing over from elsewhere. Put in what your problem is, whatever it might be. I want to monitor temperatures. I want to monitor CO2 levels. I want to have an automated stock system, you know, whatever it might be, and see what those engines throw up. And on top of that, attend events like this, because of course you hear new things and people are networking and talking about things, and talk to your existing suppliers, because all of your current suppliers of hardware into your farming businesses are all on a journey themselves with technology as well. So they'll have their own solutions in their portfolio, but don't limit it to that. Get out, do some searching, talk to your colleagues, your peers, and attend events and see what you learn.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think it's been a great event. I think it's great looking at what are the real problems that farmers have got and want to solve. And there's some really interesting challenges as we move forward around things like trust and validation of welfare for consumers, which we all have in the industry because we work in it. But we've got to find new ways to relay that to a new society. And that's a really interesting challenge.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Thank you.
Our guest has been David Speller, the CEO of OptiFarm. At Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022 in Saskatoon, for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.